It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Make it down, E-I-E-I-O.
Imagine hearing this all day long from your toddler.
Make it down, E-I-E-I-O.
Dakota, my 2.5-year-old, thinks that it's not old McDonald had a farm.
Right.
She thinks it's Mickey and Donald had a farm.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess makes more sense if you're two. Because, like, who's old McDonald?
Right.
You have no idea.
Who is that guy?
But Mickey
right.
and Donald, you know them all day long. You're like, yeah, clubhouse. I know Mickey Donald.
Clearly.
They had a farm.
Clearly, right. There's no question. Right.
Mamas, what did you do to earn your margaritas this week? You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Dakota singing Mickey Donald had a farm actually is one of the highlights of my week. But what's been really stressful for me is math. Sixth grade math, and this is what it sounds like.
Go ahead, Hayden, read me one of the problems we're working on.
Lauren can drive her car 320 miles on 10 gallons of gasoline. Melissa can drive her car 280 miles on 80 gallons of gasoline. Who can drive farther on 40 gallons of gasoline?
How do we figure this out?
We have to do radio stuff. Radio.
Ratio?
Ratio.
Oh my God.
What? 320.
It's literally my nightmare. Like, I was so bad in math my entire life.
Yeah.
And now, sitting here and trying to help her, what I've realized is most of the time, she's just trying to teach it to me, and it's counterintuitive of the whole thing.
She's having fun with you.
Oh, my.
So it's 10 gallons for both of them, right?
I don't know. I don't think I know. I have no clue.
No, I was looking back for the heart of the problem. I wanted to solve it. That's okay.
Well, right. I'm glad you are. And then we go through all this, and it's an hour later, and then finally it's like, fine, I'll wait for Daddy to get off his Zoom call.
Right.
And then it's just like Paul comes in and has to take over. And I'm like, why did you put me through that torture every day this week, knowing that I was never going to be able to help you find an answer?
Is she videoing you? Because this could be a great TikTok channel.
Oh,
like,
great.
She could be having fun at your expense.
Why is my mom so dumb at math?
Yeah.
Oh. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Mama, what did you do this week to earn that margarita?
Oh, goodness. My adult 30-year-old son asked if he could move back into the house to save some money. And my husband immediately said yes, without consulting me, without talking to me. So I deserve that margarita.
I hope he didn't change his room. Imagine you still go in there. It's like all the baseball posters up on the wall. He's
awesome.
Like, I'm home.
It's like you never left. Welcome back, my baby boy.
Yeah.
Missed you, son.
Ugh.
Enjoy that margarita, Mama.
Thanks.
He'll be walking from the bathroom to and fro to the laundry room in his tighty-whities again.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, handling his laundry.
Mamas, what did you do to earn that margarita this week? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Margarita Friday, mamas, what did you do this week to earn that margarita? These kids drive us crazy sometimes. On our text line, my toddler bit both my arms. I think I deserve a margarita. Well, if you were listening yesterday, you know that I can sympathize with that.
Yeah, biting, it's a thing.
Hey, mama, what did you do to earn your margarita?
Driving in the car, I let a friend of mine, I'm holding that up in quotations, drive the car. There's a bunch of us, we're on an excursion. Well, the putt ignores the low fuel light. And then, of course, we run out of fuel. We're on the side of the road. And many bitches, because I don't have AAA. And we're stuck on the side of the road for almost 2 hours while these guys walk to try and buy a gas station, one of which, the first they found Googling, didn't exist anymore.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Good.
That, buddy.
Is there anything worse than being stuck on the side
of the
road?
Worst.
Yeah, Mama, you earned your margarita. Go ahead, enjoy it. You could actually have it while you're waiting on the side of the road. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week, Mama, to earn you that margarita?
My daughter last night screamed until I fed her gummy bears for dinner, and you know what? I did it.
Hey, listen, whatever it takes. Dakota eats a hot dog every single day. I can't imagine that's good. Some days I give her two if she wants it. One for lunch, one for dinner.
You know, they can be really unruly when they're 23 years old and still living at home.
Well, I figured, hey, maybe she would have a stomach ache and she would stop eating them, but no.
No, not at all. Well, you enjoy that margarita, Mama. You deserved it.
Thanks. Love you.
Anna and Raven. Hey, Mama, what did you do to earn your margarita this week?
Oh, I earned my margarita this week. My daughter came home with head lice.
Oh,
I had to fix $100 to get them out.
Oh, no. Just saying it is making me all itchy and skeevy. It's like one of me and my girlfriends, we talk about it all the time. It's like our nightmare for that to happen.
Don't kids, like if you've got a kid, aren't you always going to have to deal with that at least once?
Well, knock on wood, maybe not.
Oh, you never had to deal with it yet?
No, you had lice?
Oh, you're going to have it like next week.
No, don't say that.
I mean, I don't think I had it, but I think I remember my sister getting it at school or something like that.
Like, school is a big place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You go to if you have a kid, like sooner or later, you're always going to have to deal with it at least once.
No, you don't say that.
I might have had it once, yeah.
Ew. So it happens. It certainly happens, but I'm terrified of it. All my girlfriends that are teachers have taught me the same thing. And I make Hayden, she pulls her hair back and I give her like a quick spritz of hairspray in the morning. And it's worked so far for my 12-year-old.
But hairspray kills lice?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a deterrent. I don't know. But all I know is that to get them picked out, like a lot of those little like niche places are really expensive.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you definitely earned your margarita. Ugh. Oh, we just got a text from Carrie, too. I deserve a margarita because yesterday my 6-year-old decided it would be a good idea to use two of my mascaras, and not the cheap ones, and a Sharpie to draw tattoos all over himself.
Oh, nice. That doesn't come off right away either, does it?
No. And mascara is annoying. It smudges, and you get the waterproof one. It's so hard to get off the kids. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do, Mama, this week to earn you your margarita?
Well, I'm having surgery, so I've been on a liquid diet for 2 weeks. And my surgery was supposed to be Wednesday, and it got postponed to Monday, so I have another week of liquids only.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is terrible.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, let's definitely get you some nutrients in the way
no
of mezcal.
Food, so I deserve a special kind of liquid.
Yes. Yes, I think you do. Unfortunately, once you take two sips of it, you're going to be on the ground lit. Having not eaten anything solid in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we won't start with tequila.